Could you please introduce yourself to me and tell me where you're from and your booth number?
Well, my booth number is D10. I'm Sebastian Vargas. People call me Tan. I'm from Chile. This is my third time here in New Zealand. Second year in the art fair. I used to live here 10 years ago, so...
Wait a sec, you're answering all my questions before I can ask them. So, this is your second time at the art fair. When was the last art fair you were in here?
It was, I think it was 2 years ago, in the last edition of this art fair in Auckland.
And you were you in the central part?
Was in the central part, yeah, you have a good memory, yeah. Now I'm at the end.
You haven't updated your business card since then, have you?
Yep, I have a lot of them.
What drew you to take part in the Auckland Art Fair? Is it because you just lived here previously?
Yeah, well, I was living here 10 years ago, back in 2006, 7 or something like that. I used to live in Dunedin, and together with my gallery, we started participating in all these art fairs around here, like Hong Kong, Sydney, Singapore, also Auckland. So last time it was very good for us. We sell a few good works, so it's make me want to come back again.
That's a good enough reason. Your work is bright and colourful and full of visual references. What is your medium, and what do you hope to communicate to people with your work?
Well, here I'm presenting this series of work that are basically collage, hand-cut collage. They're all, I work a lot with silkscreen and spray paint, acrylic paste. So it's sort of like a mixed media that creates this multi-layered sort of work.
They tell quite a joyful story, but some of them are on top of images of atom bombs and some of them are on plants. So is there any reason why you choose the images you do for the base images of your work?
Well, I'm like a image collector. I'm constantly taking images from different sources, magazines, billboards, vintage encyclopedias, internet. Even my own photos, I take analog film photos. So once that I got all of them, I start to put in some, order on them, and then the pieces came up.
Yeah, they just emerge as you work.
Absolutely.
Do you miss Dunedin?
I miss Dunedin. I made a lot of friends over there. I used to live in Port Chalmers, which is like a few miles from Dunedin.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I want to go back there. I have many friends. I used to surf a lot over there. So yeah, just can't wait till the end of the art fair so I can go there and visit again.
Oh, that'll be nice. It'll be lovely. Okay, thank you so much for chatting to me.
Thank you for the interview.
Have a nice evening tonight.